Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's episode is going to be quite different to like our general conversation. I'm actually going to channel through a meditation for you guys to do during this episode to help you connect with your higher self. When I did my Healing Hub session on Sunday at the end of October, there was one of the themes that came through was about connecting with your higher self in the month of November to ensure that you're making choices and making decisions that align with that higher self. I've done a podcast episode on the higher self before, if you want to go back through my previous episodes to find that one, to listen to that if you haven't already. But just to set the scene a little bit for you, the higher self is essentially the version of yourself that you hope to meet at the end of your current reincarnation. So if you go through your life and you learn all the lessons that you set out to learn, you achieved all the things you set out to achieve in this lifetime, you will be embodying that higher self, that version of yourself that has completed all of those lessons and gone through all those challenges and tasks and succeeded at this and that, and you'll eventually end up at that higher self version, if that makes sense. And one of the things that came through for the Healing Hub group was that when you're making your decisions and choices in the month of November, a spirit were asking that you consider what would your higher self do in this situation. Okay. So, for example, if you are going through a relationship challenge at the moment, it can be any situation, really. It can be with children, it can be with your work, it can be with your family, it can be with your friends or your community, it could be to do with a business, it could be to do with your emotional state even. But if you were to think about in your relationship, as an example, if you're in a relationship, if you're not in a relationship, then pick some other sort of context in your life. If you come across a challenge and you are trying to decide which direction to go in, which way to turn for the next part of your journey or to help you move through this challenge, they are asking you to tune into your higher self, the energy of your higher self, and connect with what your higher self would do in that exact moment. So, what I wanted to do today was just record a very quick meditation that you can sit down and do to help you make your next decision or to make your next choice in your life. Now, you don't actually have to be faced with a challenge to be able to connect with your higher self. Maybe you're just wanting to tune in at the beginning of the month and kind of look forward into what your higher self might want to achieve within the next month. Or it might even be longer term, in the next 6 months, the next 12 months, meaning considering where you are right now, connecting in with your higher self and looking forward to, if you were to follow the alignment of your soul, of your higher self, where would you end up in 6 months or 12 months time? So you don't necessarily need to be faced with a challenge to be able to connect with your higher self, or for you to feel inspired to connect with your higher self. You can connect with your higher self at any point in time. When we do the meditation today, I recommend that you set the scene for this meditation, okay? So try not to do it, like, if you're driving, save it and do it when you get home. You might like to do it while you're walking and you're kind of having like a mindful visualization session while you're walking. That's okay. That might be really nice for you. But ideally, this meditation is for when you're sitting in a quiet, calm, spiritual space. You're setting the intention to connect with your higher self and your spirit team. You have some Palo Santo or some smudge burning to really cleanse the energy where you're sitting to help you connect a little bit easier. You might have some crystals with you. You might light a candle. Anytime that I do spiritual work, I love to light a candle, like if I'm doing a meditation, because that candle flame signifies to me that only light can come within the space. So that's just a little tip. If you're doing meditation, that's something that might help you. I want you to have a piece of paper and a pen as well, because when you're in this meditative state, I want you to be able to jot down some notes as it feels right or directly after you come out of your meditation, because quite often, well, this happens for me, I'll be in a meditation and like all of these, I'll be seeing things, I'll be hearing things. And it's kind of like, as soon as I come to, it's like I'm pulled out of that deep reflective space. And I just want to quickly write things down before I forget them so that I can look back on them. It's kind of like if you have a really good night's sleep and your dreams are like super crazy and your spirit team are delivering messages to you in your dream, I recommend that you've got your journal by your bed so that you can, as soon as you wake up, you can quickly write down what kind of happened in those dreams and what symbolism might have been coming through for you. So have a journal, have a pen, and just really find some space where you can quietly connect with this meditation. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it. And I hope that it brings you some peace, or if anything, it connects you in with that high vibration so that you're feeling more connected about with your intuition and with, you know, making some good choices this month. Okay, I will talk to you after. I'd like you to sit back, relax, and take 3 deep breaths in and out, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in and breathing out. Making sure your eyes are closed and you're beginning to feel even more relaxed in this space of spiritual connection. I'd like you to visualize tree roots coming down from your waist all the way down through your legs, wrapping around your ankles, moving down through the soles of your feet, heading all the way down to the center of the earth, connecting you in to Mother Earth, all of her love and her light. And we ask her to hold you in this space, to help you to feel balanced, centered, and grounded. I want you to draw up all of her beautiful love and light energy until it fills your entire physical body. Focusing on the breath as you do so. I ask you to call in your spirit guides, guardian angel, any past loved ones of the highest good that you may wish to connect with and work with at this time. We ask them to surround your entire energy field with a beautiful, bright, white light, keeping you safe and secure as you go on this journey today. Continuing to focus on your breath, breathing in and out, knowing you are safe to connect with your spirit team, with any light beings of the highest good that are working with you on your journey. We set the intention today to meet, to greet, and to connect in with your higher self. This all-knowing, all-loving version of yourself. I want you to visualize a gravel path. The gravel path is laid out in front of you and is heading in the direction of a beautiful, beautiful rainforest. You begin to put one foot in front of the other, walking along this beautiful, wide, open path that leads you into this beautiful nature sanctuary. As you're walking into the forest, a beautiful blue butterfly flies around you, engaging in a beautiful dance. Showing you that you are safe and protected. You're journeying through the rainforest now. You can hear the birds in the trees chirping and tweeting, singing their beautiful songs. You can hear the distant sounds of a running creek, of a dripping waterfall, helping you to feel even more calm, even more relaxed, in preparation to connecting in with your higher self. You continue on through the rainforest, until up ahead you can see an opening, a circular clearing. And as you get closer to this clearing, where the sun beams down on your skin, creating a warmth that you've never felt before, a warmth that reminds you of the feeling of unconditional love. And as you enter into this clearing, you see a park bench. Sitting on this park bench already is your higher self. They are sitting there and have been waiting for you to come and see them for quite some time. You can see that they're patting their hand on the bench next to them, asking you to join them and to be seated. You continue walking over to the bench and you take a seat. You're just sitting in the presence of your higher self right now, feeling their energy, connecting with how this energy makes you feel. I want you to tune in and think about how you feel when you're sitting with your higher self. Do you feel calm? Do you feel peaceful? Do you feel their love surrounding you? Do you feel tingles or goosebumps on your skin? Do you feel excited, ready to have a discussion with your higher self? You turn to your higher self so that you're facing them, and you see that they're ready to listen, to bring you guidance, and to help you to let go, to move forward, to help you make any decisions that you might need to make right now. Take this opportunity to explain to your higher self your current situations, your current challenges, your current struggles, maybe even just a fork in the road that you've come across in your life. You can either talk out loud to your higher self or just telepathically communicate with them, sending your thoughts to them for them to receive easily. Once you've informed them of what you're going through or for the reason for your visit today, I want you to just sit quietly and allow for their guidance to come through to you in a stream of consciousness, of deep knowing, that the guidance that they're giving you today will only be for your highest good moving forward. You can ask them as many questions about your situation and let go of any attachment to what you're either hoping to hear from them or what you're expecting to hear from them, knowing that whatever guidance comes through today will be supportive, will be loving, and will be exactly what you need to hear right now in this moment. Spend as much time as you need here with your higher self. You're able to take notes if needed, while still remaining in strong contact with your higher self, knowing that if you were to open your eyes to write these notes down, it will not break any connection that you hold with your higher self. once you feel satisfied with the information that you've received, knowing that whether there was lots of information, whether there was little information, or whether you were shown symbols, or whether you heard sounds, or maybe even just keywords, you know that it's exactly what you needed right now. When you're ready to say goodbye, I want you to give your higher self a hug. Thank them for supporting you. Thank them for watching over you, for guiding you on your journey. Let them know that you'll return to see them next time that you're needing their guidance and wisdom. Your higher self reminds you that you have all that you need within you to help you to make positive choices and decisions moving forward in whatever situation you're moving through right now. Once you've said goodbye, you can hop up from that beautiful park bench in that clearing where you felt the sun on your skin. And you can walk back along the path of which you came, putting one foot in front of the other, knowing that you've taken some wisdom and guidance from your higher self today, but also taken hope and faith that you are on the right path. Continue putting one foot in front of the other, heading out of the rainforest, back to where you see yourself sitting in the room that your physical body is currently seated in. When you're ready, land back into your physical body, reconnecting with yourself in your current reality, wiggling your toes, your fingers, rolling your shoulders, and when you're ready, opening your eyes. Okay, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that little meditation. Know that you can come back to it whenever you need. You can always pause the meditation as well so that you're spending a little bit more time with your higher self while you're in that connective space. I wanted to add as well, this sort of meditation gives a little bit of an idea of the group sessions that I run. Every now and again, I'll do a little group session and we'll have some sort of channeled healing intention. And so we kind of sit in this meditative state as a group quite often in the healing group sessions that I do. So you have to, if you enjoyed this one, you'll have to keep your eyes out for the next time I do a live session in case you might want to join. Also, when I mentioned at the beginning of this episode about my Healing Hub group, so if you haven't seen yet about my Healing Hub sessions, these are a distant healing session that I've been running from September to December. At the end of each month, I am doing a distant healing, and I'm also bringing through guidance for the members of the group to help them with the month ahead. So there's two more Healing Hub sessions left, November or December. Some beautiful people signed up to do all of the sessions, so they just keep rolling over to each week. But there's also the option now to just do the once-off session and to join as you feel that you need to. So if that interests you, you can check out the Healing Hub tab on my website and come and join us if you're feeling called, if you're feeling drawn. Okay, I hope you have a beautiful day, and I will see you in the next episode.